Oh my god, I'm kidding. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Splash of Sass. I'm a little extra sassy because it's Friday night. I'm trying to record on Saturdays now, but I have a garden party to go to in the morning. It's a long story. We think it might be a secret wedding, but that's neither here nor thy. I've also, because it's Friday night, did I mention that I got ditched or did I just jump right into Friday? Yeah. All right. So, I got ditched, bitch. I got no legs, bitch. Because of family things. My family ditched me for other family. And I don't know how to feel about it. So I ended up drinking a little and smoking a little and then being like, oh shit, I need to record for fucking Jeff. So, hi, welcome. Okay, if it's your first time joining, we are here to do a recap of Jeff Lewis Live for the week of October 7th to the motherfucking 11th, 7-11. Never forget, that was my motherfucking baby weight. Bitch, how much did you fucking weigh at 0 years old? I don't care. I don't even care how much I weighed. It's just a gas station. It's a national gas station. So how could I not know that I was 7-Eleven? All right. Okay, moving on. On the Monday episode, we had Reza Farahan and Mercedes Javind. Shaws of Sunrise. Okay, so Jeff commends MJ for her work ethic as a real estate agent, a realtor. Actually, it was Jeff's dad. Jeff's dad was commending MJ because Jeff and his dad were together over the weekend and texted MJ on a Saturday with a real estate question and then again on a Sunday. And you guys, wait, this is wild. Are you holding on? Did you fucking buckle up for this shit? Because it's about to get crazy. Guess what MJ did? Guess what the fuck she did? She answered. She answered their what? A real estate agent answered your text during non-normal business hours? No fucking shit, Sherlock. What the fuck? The real estate agent doesn't have normal business hours. That's part of the point of being a real estate agent. Make your own hours. MYOM. BYOM, bring your BYOH. Wow, I was going with minutes. Sure, whatever. Bring your own time. Buy what? It's so funny. You know, when we give props for certain things and then not for, and I'm just like, why would you give props to a real estate agent for answering on a fucking weekend? Do you want to get the deal done, bitch? Great, then you fucking answer at 2 a.m. on a squeak day night. I was trying to like combine weekend and weekday and it somehow came out as a squeak day. So, but you know, like so I'm so happy, MJ, that you're answering text messages. Like what the, okay. Yeah. No, that's great. It's great. What's also great is Reza having four cats, childless cat men, you know, things that presidential candidates like to rant about. That's not why we're here, though. We're here to find out if Reza's cats are indoors or outdoors. That is the big fucking question you ask when somebody says they have a cat. If they say they have a dog, you ask what kind. If they say they have a cat, you don't give a fuck what kind. No matter what, they're perfect, okay? There's only certain dogs that are cool. All fucking cats are fucking cool. That's a cool fucking cat, bitch. It's a saying for a reason, okay? Never forget it. Never remember. Every regret comes in December. Okay, so Jeff asked Reza, are they indoor, outdoor cats? What's the fucking deal, bro? Which is such a weird question for me to think that LA people would even have to ask each other. You know, isn't there only one answer? Not even LA people. The world. The wild. Actually, now that I said that, I'm picturing, I believe it's in like Scotland or Ireland. So one of those like, top of the moon, morning, Lossie. And so they have like a cat problem where the cats, there's so many wild cats and they kill all the birds. And since the government needs the birds to stay alive because they're allegedly robots. I don't know. Okay. You go listen to the conspiracy theories of the week. All right. Because allegedly Beyonce's a murderer and I'm not okay. Thank you for asking. I have not been okay since the news broke. All right. If you're asking what I'm talking about, I don't even want to tell, like, you shouldn't even don't, ignorance is bliss. All right. So live on in bliss. The rest of us live in the world where Beyonce allegedly has bodies in the house and not like, get him bodied. I'ma find someone and get him bodied. She has the literal song of get me bodied. And now I'm like, get you bodied or get you a body so that you can bury bodies in your house. I don't know. All alleged. I don't believe it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I don't know anything. I don't believe anything. Everyone's crazy, including me. And so Reza's cats are indoors, all right? That was the whole point of that. But also the point of that is that no matter where you live, it doesn't matter if there's coyotes, burrs, falcons, rabid squirrels. I don't get bats with diseases that could wipe out the globe, allegedly, okay? I don't give a fuck where you live, what animal creatures are around. No matter what, cats will die outside. That's a lesson. If we learned anything tonight, it's that cats will die outside. Except Jeff has mentioned, because his cats are indoors, he's like, yeah, sometimes I like think that maybe I should have an enclosure or something outside. But then I just don't, because why? I don't fucking care. I'd rather just buy, I was going to say MJ, Monroe, a new Burberry bag. That's what he'd rather spend his money on. Oh no, not a Burberry bag. Sorry. Barbie's dream house for the 80th time. Don't even get me started on that. The fact that Jeff gives away Monroe's toys and then rebuys the exact same toys. I literally want to give him a swirly when he talks about that. If anyone doesn't know what a swirly is, I wouldn't either, except my mom gave her brother one and she always talked about it growing up. Don't you love how things stick with us? And so, yeah, or that's just when you shove somebody's head in the toilet and then flush it, which is disgusting. That's disgusting. But so is rebuying the same shit. That kind of capitalism is disgusting. Blech. So, swirlies for all. But yes, so Jeff, I don't get why he doesn't get an enclosure though. Like, that is my dream in life, is to be able to get some kind of like chicken coop. A cat coop, something where they can at least smell the fresh grass on their actual little paws, feel the dirt inside of their claws, do all this, and little moths. I don't know, I was trying to keep the rhyme going and it died. It died like my soul has a million times during this life. Okay, so where were we? Right, Reza's motherfucking cats, his dumbass cats. No, they're perfect. I'm sorry. I'm a little demon tonight. I told you I got ditched, and now I had margaritas in me and some marijuana. So that's what you get, folks. Put it all together in a witch's brew, and this is what the fuck pops out. Now, and Reza's cats are indoors. Have I mentioned that? Anyways, MJ's like, why? Why is that? Why do cats like need to stay inside? And Reza's like, because they get hit by cars and die, MJ. They all fucking die. We're all gonna die, but cats will die quicker if you let them breathe fresh air. And so, and he's not wrong. He is not wrong at all. Like, literally growing up, we had 6 kittens that all died under 1 year old. It was like a factory in my house. We'd get a kitten, it would get hit by a car. We'd get another one, hit by a car. Get another one, hit by a car. Baby, let's not take it too far. Baby, they got hit. All right, just some margaritas talking. And why am I cheering about cats dying? It was horrifying at the time, all right? But, you know, we gotta just make peace with what shall be. And One lady in my neighborhood, he ran over our cat, and my mom bought her flowers. My mom bought her flowers to her doorstep because this lady was inconsolable that she killed our cat. You know who else was inconsolable that this bitch ran the fuck over my cat? You know who else was it? Me! Where were my flowers? I just lost my cat and I lost flower. What the fuck? I'm losing everything. And this lady got a kill and a batch of flowers for it. So I'm sure she didn't learn her lesson. And that's probably where the other five of our cats went. Okay, moving on. This was crazy, you guys. Reza went to high school with a Menendez brother. Dun, dun, dun. Now, what's actually crazy about this is that, okay, if you don't know for some reason, whatever, the Menendez brothers allegedly killed their parents. We don't fucking know. We don't fucking know. Also, at some point, I believe in this show, somebody was talking and they were like, I just don't get how you could do that. Like, I don't understand. And in Rhode Island, we have this infamous bitch, this Borden bitch. Her name's Lizzie Borden. And she allegedly killed her whole family. Now, I heard of this story when I was a youngin', and I never related to somebody more in my life. Ew, just hear my cackle as exhibit A of my evilness. No, but for real, I was like, I totally get it, girl. I get it. Your family's fucking annoying. You just killed them. I understand. Please teach me your ticks and tricks. Actually, they ticked her off too many times. And so she tricked them all into drinking a witch's brew of her own. And it just happened to be fucking rat poison. Again, allegedly, I don't know. I think she actually stabbed them. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay, back to the Menendez brother and Reza. So what I got from this episode is that Reza may or may not be the reason the Menendez brothers killed their parents. What the fuck? Did anybody else catch this? Okay, and all alleged, whatever. God damn, so many fucking lawsuits. I'm not trying to dip my toe in that pond. Plenty of other ponds I'll dip into. Okay, and so Reza was like, so I went to school with Eric Menendez. And then there was this other bitch, Erica Perman, I believe he said her name was. Which we're going to get into this later with like Oscar on Friday. But the fact that these people will just so brazenly say names or like specific facts about strangers that we shouldn't know about, like now Erica Perman, anybody could look up Reza's high school yearbook, look up Erica Perman, and then find out that she maybe made the Menendez brothers again allegedly kill their parents, because this is what fucking Erica Perman did, okay? She was basically, Reza and Eric and Erica were all in health class in some Los Angeles suburb circa 1960. No, I don't. I think it might have been a little later than that, but felt like being sassy. So they're in health class, and Erica was like, ew, Eric, if you're so rich, why does Reza Farquaad drive a BMW and you only drive a Ford Mustang? That isn't even a convertible. Ew, ew. And everyone in the class is like, ew, ew, Eric, non-convertible? Ew. And Eric was like, the mafia blew up my Porsche? I don't know. What the fuck? And I was like, is the mafia blew up my Porsche? Is the mafia code word for you and Porsche code word for your parents? You blew up your parents because they wouldn't buy you a Porsche? Like, when rich people get rich shamed, it's a whole different level, okay? Because us peasants, we're used to like not having things or always wanting, yearning, blah, blah, blah. So annoying. And rich people don't. They just fucking have it. They get what they want. I got it. I earn it. I spend it. I own it. And so that's fine. Great. We're so happy for you. Just don't fucking kill your parents in the meantime. If they only buy you a Mustang and not a fucking Porsche. Because basically, right after Erica, in the middle of health class, and you know how impressionable we all are at those ages, okay? You know how impressionable. So imagine hot ass Erica being like to Eric, being like, ew, Eric, you only, and Reza drives that? Ew, Eric, you're poor. He goes home to his family. He's like, why are we so poor? I hate you, parents. Stab, stab. Blah, 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 blah. Again, this is all alleged. It's all a theory. I'm just saying, put two and two together and it always equals four. Okay, so we're moving on. I just want to point out that in this episode with MJ and Reza, there was a lot of what I like to call sitcom laughter, which so many people are guilty of when they're on shows like this and they like laugh extra hard so that, you know, to keep the energy up and keep the vibes good and all that. So like Jeff would be like, oh, I parked in P4 and it was a long walk to the office today. And Reza and MJ would be like, ha, a long walk to the office. The office. Oh, Jeff, you get us every time. You slay, honey. Sliving for you. We're sliving for you. That's what it felt like. And I was like, yo, turn it the fuck down. Turn it. I know everyone likes to face tune. Tune your face down, bitch, because the cackling that comes out when nothing's even said, I guess that's the story of my life. Story of my life. Okay, then a caller called in about cologne. Cologne? What the? I don't even know. I just, like, channel my inner grande to say thank you next. Thank you to the rest of Monday's episode. I would like to move to the next one. So going on to Tuesday, we had Melissa Ocean. No, it's fucking Melissa Rivers, bitch. Get it? I cannot drink ever again before doing this. I'm so sorry. If you want to skip ahead to the next episode, I don't blame you. But also, you'll never know what the fuck you might miss, okay? Starting with Melissa Rivers and Justin Sylvester on Tuesday's episode. Now, we had Justin live on the red carpet for E! I don't know. Was there some event? Who even gives a fuck? Is the world still moving? What are we doing? But when Justin is on the red carpet, because he is a host for E! He talks about when people have their IFB in. Their IFB, which is like an inner fob, inner fear, inner ear thing. And Jeff doesn't like that because it throws him off. It throws him off. He like hears, he already hears all the voices in his head. And then to have people in his inner ear as well, plus the person in front of him talking. No, it's three too many. It's three people too many. So yeah, he hates that shit. And then we talk about Jeff's dating life and who paid on his date last night. Talk about being nosy. But again, this is the shit we want to know. So I'm glad somebody asked. And Jeff paid. Obviously, Jeff fucking paid because he initiated the date, which Melissa and Justin agree with. Justin especially had a rant because it happens to him all the motherfucking time. He gets asked out on date after date. And then they agree with him that when he asks if they want to split the bill, they're like, sure, Justin, that sounds lovely. And he's like, fuck it, I'll pay it all and never see your ass again because you're cheap and gross and you initiated something and didn't follow through. That's the core of it all. You initiated something and you couldn't seal the deal. You couldn't bring it to the finish line, to the tip line, okay? It's not about just the tip, lady. It's not about just the pasta. But truly, there is, if you're not in the dating world, there is nothing motherfucking worse than that moment when you're on a first date and the bill arrives. Like, that is why every guy out, no, sorry, I don't mean to genderize it. Anybody out there who initiates the date, you're fucking paying. I agree with Jeff, Justin, Melissa, all the fools in the world. I agree. If you ask somebody out, you fucking pay. If you don't want to pay, then when you ask them out, ask them to go on a walk. Ask them to go get coffee. If you can't afford $2 coffee, then we have another problem coming at us. Actually, some days it is a little rough to afford to get a luxury latte. But I'm just saying, there's things you can do. And the worst thing of all is when, yeah, they actually say yes to splitting the bill. That's happened to me before. I'm the same as Justin. I'm like, fuck that. I never want to talk to them again. I've talked to my best friend about this so many times that, you know, she told me, finally, she was like, Amy, you know what you're going to do on dates from now on? You're not going to go on them, okay? Because you fucking complain about every... No, I'm just... She didn't say that. She did say, you're not pulling out your card anymore, okay? You're just not even going to offer, okay? So, and I was like, oh my God, no, I can't do that. Then I feel like such a bitch. She's like, first of all, you didn't ask them out. They asked you out. Second of all, okay, great. If you, like, they should be taking care of it. And if that's what you want, if you don't like it, if they don't pick up the bill on the first date, then don't even set them up to, like, fail at it by offering to split the bill. Just don't even fucking offer. And then if they ask you to split the bill, fine, you can pay it, whatever. And then, again, never see them again. But at least just stop offering if you don't like it. You know, if you don't want to pay, then don't offer to pay. I was like, wow, that's actually really fucking smart. You're right. I'm just not fucking offering anymore. I don't give a fuck if they call me a bitch or whatever. And I also don't go on dates and I'm not like, yo, what the fuck? You know how I am behind a fucking mic, okay? I'm like, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm really such a lady. I rep Young Money. You know, Slim Shady. Ugh, I would do a fucking Nicki Minaj battle for the ages with Mr. Shane Douglas, who, before I forget, everyone, he was here all motherfucking week. He's been here all week. He'll be here next week. He was here last week. He'll be here in 12 weeks. He'll be here 13 weeks. Who knows about 14, but we fucking hope so. We love that little Shaney Shane. All right, so then on JLL, they play a game where they strap Justin up to a strap-on. Ew, no, oh my God, oh my God. No, no, no. It was a lie detector test, okay? If they asked him during the lie detector test if he's ever used a strap-on, I don't know what the fuck. Why would a guy need to use a strap-on? That's a great question. Has a guy ever used a strap-on? Wait, you guys, stop. This is why we have a fucking podcast, and I don't regret any of the marijuana or margaritas because it led to this exact moment. This is my new question. Okay, so picture a guy, right? I'm sure you can. Try really hard. And that's a point. He's hard. He is hard. All right, so picture a guy and he's hard. But now he has a strap-on attached to his back as well. Now he has a guy that he's fucking from the front. While another guy, there has to be like a couch or something involved. Because the other guy is getting fucked from behind with the strap-on. Does that ever happen? Is there a threesome with three guys and one guy, he has his dick in the front facing and then a strap-on back facing? And then what is happening? I am so curious. I'm the curious cat. I need to diversify my friend group so I can ask people. Except I have had friends and I don't want to like blow up anybody's spot, but I have asked for, and sometimes they don't like answering things like that, you know, and I need to fucking know. So I'll ask Reddit instead. But so anyways, they were playing this game with Justin, lie detector test, and Jeff was like, okay, Justin, have you ever fucked a guy from the front while you also fucked a guy from behind with a strap on? No, that was an ass. I wish. Jeff did ask Justin if he had a big dick. Oh my God, it was so embarrassing because Justin was like, first of all, he took way too long to even answer, and any pause at all on live air, if you make dead air, that means that you're dead ass scared to answer, okay? So the answer was no. Do you have a big dick? The answer was no, okay? Allegedly. But then Justin tried to like backpedal, and he's like, no, it's huge, it's huge. And Leah's like, it's going off the Richter scale of lies here. And I was like, this is so awkward. And his voice was going up higher and higher, which is always the telltale sign that someone's telling the truth. Not, oh my God. It's like the telltale sign of a little liar, liar, pants on fire, a pants that's holding a small wiener, allegedly, okay? All right. It's the margarita talking. But so the second that they finished this game, right, which had these sound bites from Maury. Remember that show, Maury? Not to be confused with Dory. And so they were doing the sound bite of like, the lie detector determined that was a lie, bitch. And so right after that game, Jeff, all of a sudden, he's like, so it's so strange. The other day, somebody tagged my house. Like, they tagged my house. And you guys, my little pipsqueak brain fucking thought he meant... I thought he meant on Instagram. That's how dumb I am. Oh, my God. He's like, someone tagged my house. And I was like, what? Did, like, the TMZ celebrity bus tour stop outside of Jeff Lewis's house? Somebody took a picture, tagged him on Insta, and was like, this is Jeff's house? What do you mean they tagged your house? Then I found out he meant, like, the spray paint kind of tag. So I felt really smart. Yeah, so I guess some future Banksy spray painted his front rock wall, and they wrote two words that sum up Jeff Lewis in their eyes, not mine. Because they wrote, first word's going to get me blackballed from YouTube, but that's fine. That's fine. No one fucking listens. We're fine. No one listens anyways. We're fine. The first word was rape. Second word, torture. Rape and torture. Again, just two words that really sum up Jeff, allegedly, not for me. And Jeff is like, that's just so weird because, like, I've never even raped anyone. I mean, I've obviously tortured, but I don't rape. So why write Bo? Just write torture, because he's doubly torturing everybody. Because they were just playing the fucking Maury sound bites, first of all, for Jeff to be like, I didn't rape anyone, I'm like, whoa, to hear a hard R, hear that hard R word at fucking 9 a.m, too early, bro, too fucking early for rape talk, okay? Never fucking again. I don't want to hear that shit come out your mouth. I don't want to hear that shit come out your dick, okay? Fucking keep your rape to yourself. But also, just because they were just playing the Maury thing, the fact that nobody, I don't know who holds the power to the sound bites, Oscar, Jameson, Shane, all of the above, whatever it is, Naya in the back corner, maybe. Is she still alive? I think so. Oscar talks about her. The fact that Jeff said straight on air, which, talk about dead air, there was a few seconds after that where no one quite knew what to say, because again, what the fuck do you say when someone says a hard R at 9 a.m? Who the fuck talks about rape that early or ever? No, it's important. It actually is important to talk about. We're going to move on from this. I just need to get the fuck out. The fact that nobody played the soundbite the second Jeff said, it's so weird because I've never raped anyone. The lie detector has determined that is a lie. That is a lie. Like, the fact that they didn't play that soundbite, such a missed opportunity just for the fucking giggles alone. Not for the accuracy, not for the truth telling, but just because right after that game, right after the determined that was a lie, and then Jeff to be like, I've never raped anyone. That was a lie, bitch. You've mentally raped people. You've emotionally raped people. No, it's never funny to joke about. And it's all alleged. And Jeff is an angel. Okay, moving on to the Wednesday episode. Talk about angels, you guys. I don't plan these transitions, okay? They just magically flow into themselves. And Katie Janella, Jennifer Padranti from Rock, Real Housewives of OC, they are just little Disney princesses in their own right. And which is so funny because Jeff starts off the episode by talking about Disney. To be specific, it was the Dubrow Disney debacle of 2023. You know, when Heather and Terry Dubrow allegedly had paparazzi take their picture at Disney. Who gives a, if you're like, who gives a fuck? That's the point. Who gives a fuck? Not only did this happen 2 years ago, not only did we talk about this last season on Real Housewives of Orange County, then we talked about it all throughout the off season of Real Housewives. Now we're talking about it on this current season of Real Housewives of Orange County. Now we're talking about it post-season, post they wrap filming, and we're still fucking talking about it on Jeff Lewis Live. And I get it. I'm not talking about you, Katie and Jennifer, okay? I'm not taking this out on you. Don't worry. I'm talking about the head fool in charge over there, Mr. Lewis himself. He is the one asking these hard-hitting journalism questions. Bleh. No, they're not. They're lame. Lame-ass fucking questions, bro. What the, who gives a fuck? No one wants to talk. Let the mouse go. Let the mouse go, okay? The cat got hit by a car a long time ago. It doesn't need the mouse anymore. Let it the fuck go. We don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck about any of it. You've already heard my rant last week about Jeff Lewis being on all of these Bravo shows, all of the Real Housewives, to be specific. I'm not a fan. It's freaking me out at this point. I'm freaking out, man. Cause it's not like it's just a quick mention or like you talked on a podcast, you talked to this blog, blah, 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 blah. No, it's like the Housewives are specifically calling out Jeff Lewis on all of these Housewife franchises. And then it's so weird because he's so integrated into the episodes that it makes me feel like Bravo is setting us up for a Jeff Lewis comeback on Bravo. That's how much they're talking about it on Bravo. It makes me think that they're trying to set us up to welcome him back into our closed arms. And no, that's not, because then Jeff says how he was going to film on Rock, on Real Housewives of Orange County, but Bravo wouldn't indemnify him, which basically means that they wouldn't protect him, and like anything he says he can't get in trouble for. They're like, absolutely not, you little fool. You're on your own there, bud. So then that makes me think, well, of course he wouldn't have his own show then. If they can't indemnify him on Real Housewives of Orange County, how can they indemnify him in an entire series of his own, a league of his own? Because he is in a league of his own with the fucking ratchet behavior, sir. And do not get wide-eyed with me. Do not get wide-eyed and bushy-tailed with me, okay? Don't get all innocent Bambi eyes, Mr. Lewis. You know exactly what the fuck you doing. And so, yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I can't give a fuck about Heather calling the paparazzi on herself. I hope she does. I hope she did. I hope she continues to. I don't give a fuck. Like, again, did I mention to you guys at the top of this episode that I found out this week Beyonce might be a murderer? Do you think I had time to even give a fuck about Jeff? What the fuck is happening in this world? But truly, though, and again, all alleged. Truly, though, with all of this Jeff Lewis live talk on The Real Housewives, it makes me feel like, so today we had two Real Housewives on, and Jeff kept on asking them about specific things about their castmates and this and that. It makes me feel like they're just setting up a storyline for next season. I guarantee some of the shit that Katie and Jennifer said, however innocent it was this episode on JLL, it will still be brought up somehow next season. I'm like, last year on Jeff Lewis Live, and just like, we don't give a fuck. Are there bodies in Beyonce's house? We need somebody to investigate this. Allegedly. So then there's so much like court talk, custody talk between Jeff and Jen and this, and did you get child support? No. Did you? No. Do you get emotional support from your child? But no. Do you? No. My child now has to take the bus. Okay. All right. Again, what is going on with Beyonce? That's my real question of the week. Okay, moving on to the Thursday episode, we have Leah Black in the house. And we start off with some Hurricane Milton talk, just light hurricane chatter. I'm not even going to get into Jeff's viewpoint on this and how disappointed he was that it didn't cause mass destruction. Not because I don't or do agree with him. I won't share my real opinion. I totally agree with him. No, where you're just like expecting a huge storm and then it's like, oh, a leaf ended up blowing out of place and that was it. We're all fine. And you're like, oh, I mean, I'm happy for you, but like, I was kind of expecting a show. And all I got was a commercial. Lame. So anyways, I believe it was on Juicy Scoop this week, but I think it was like Heather and Chris Frangiola where they were like, I don't even know what you do in a hurricane. What do? You run to the basement? Yeah, if you want to die. No, but truly, that is how us East Coasters feel about earthquakes. When you guys talk about earthquakes and stuff, I'm like, ew, what's an earthquake? What do? Do you just die? Like, what do you fucking do? Crumble into the earth and die? And then you guys, if you're on the West Coast, you might hear about hurricanes, and you're like, what do? Just die? And it's like, yeah, kinda, I guess. So I just kind of feel like for survival purposes, us East Coasters need to marry a West Coaster, because West Coasters, they know how to deal with mass fires, mass quakes, and we know how to deal with rain. So don't let it stop our parade. All right, moving on. Leah Black, you guys, Leah Black, talk about her last name, Leah BBC, Leah... Leah Black Big Chump. I don't know. But Leah was today years old when she learned what a BBC was live on air. And I ain't talking about the news station, baby. I ain't talking about the news station in London. Top of the morning to the BBC. No, it means Big Black Cock, if you didn't know. I mean, if I might as well say cock at this point, because I'm already going to be blackballed for rape. So, which we don't condone. But we do condone BBCs, if that's what you're into. It really was the highlight of my week for on JLL. The highlight of JLL this week to hear Leah learn about it. Because she never knows what she's getting herself into, and it's always just like the worst of the worst, and it's great. Are Big Black Cocks also lactose intolerant? I meant to ask Jeff that. Like, do Big Black Cocks, if they're lactose, do they have an ejaculation issue? And then their dicks are lactose intolerant? Because they can't cream. Can't get no cream out, baby. Your dick's lactose intolerant. Okay, moving on. Shane went out to dinner last night with Grandma and Grandpa. Graham and Gramps. Otherwise known as Jeff and Leah. Sorry, did I say that? Did I do that? Sure fucking did. Now, Shane took them to a hip new restaurant. And obviously his grandma and grandpa just complained the whole time because the music's blaring. There's a line we have to wait in. There's prime rib back at our hotel that we could be eating in front of the TV watching some BBC. And not the news channel, if you know what I mean. Yes, but it really made me laugh because Shane was then having to defend his restaurant choice. I'm like, oh my God, it's in like Forbes top 10 young kids, cool restaurants. I don't know. What is that a thing? But I had to do this literally the other week. I took my parents to Appy Hour. It's minus the H because I believe in my state, they're not technically allowed to have happy hours. Which is just like the saddest thing. Like, you take our hour of happiness and you turn it into misery, okay? It's so fucking rude. But anyways, so I took my parents to this great restaurant that they have like really good seafood, and they have oysters and shrimp cocktail that during Appy Hour, it's half off apps. Except you guys, no. They say that. That's how they advertise it on their website, on their social, everything is Appy Hour, Appy Hour, Appy Hour. You go there, fuck them, fuck them. The swindle lives on. The world swindles on. It turns out only the appetizers with a little anchor next to them get the half off. And obviously all the good apps have no anchor next to them. And the ones with an anchor are like fried pickles, which don't get me wrong. Fried pickles, they're fucking delicious, okay? Not when I think I'm going to a top tier fucking raw bar to get my half price appetizer. No, I don't want fucking fried pickles. I want oysters. But they, my parents were paying anyway, so obviously I got the oysters. But my whole point of this is that I thought that I was bringing them to a nice restaurant at an affordable price because they were obviously going to have to buy my meal. And instead, what actually ended up happening, oh, this is so bad, you guys. Okay, so they each got 2 tequila sodas, but not just regular, not just any tequila. Of course, they had to be bougie, and they're like, Casamigos. I just heard that Casamigos is now the poor people's tequila. And Don Hools is what the cool kids drink. But thank God my parents didn't order Don Hools, because just with the Casamigos, you guys, when we got the bill, oh my God. It was $20 each for each of their drinks. A tequila soda. Just tequila, soda, lime. Tequila, soda, lime. $20 each. $80 for 4 of their drinks. I died inside. I was like, yeah, even if I was going to pretend to pay, because sometimes when we go out, I'm like, oh, cover this just like I would on dates. And then I learned no, because what if, God forbid, they ever say okay? Then I'd be livid. So I don't want to put myself in that position, and I just want to be treated like a princess. So anyway, I just think that was crazy to be in Rhode Island and be charged $20 for 1 tequila soda. It wasn't even a tall drink, it was a short little fucking glass. Or I could have bought a whole bottle of Casamigos for like $60, and that would have made me 50 small little tequila sodas. So be careful out there, again, because life is a scam. Now, again, I said earlier, these transitions aren't usually on purpose. They just magically happen that way. And it did just magically happen that I was talking about scams. And now we're going to talk about Paul's coffee readings, okay? Patrick and Paul's coffee readings. So Leah's going to get one later on today, and Jeff liked to encourage everybody on the air, anybody listening, the millions and trillions of subscribers. Actually, I have to imagine that SiriusXM is a dying breed, and it's on its like last leg. I don't see it thriving in the new age, but what do I fucking know? And so, Jeff was telling his trillions of subscribers, go get a coffee reading of your own, okay? He says, word for word, you guys, quote unquote, I promise you won't regret it. I promise you won't regret it. Okay, all right. Well, then all we've learned from that is that Jeff Lewis, his word means absolutely nothing, which we already knew, but now this is proven fact, because if you just promised me something, I believed you, had the experience for myself, and the lie detector determined that was a lie. That was a fucking lie, okay? I got scammed so hard by Patrick and Paul. I will never forget it. They fucked my life up, you guys. I'm not kidding. I'm not being dramatic. Wink, wink. No, but like, I genuinely could not regret getting a coffee reading by them any more than I do. I cannot regret it any more than I fucking do. If you knew the entire backstory, you would know how devastatingly embarrassing it was for me. Not what happened with them. It was fine. It was actually great, I thought, because they gave me all of the best fortunes. They told me I was going to meet Miss Feemster. No, whenever I say fortune, I always think of Feemster because she's just the best. But no, they gave me all these great things that would happen in my life, but I had to do a couple things, like reach out to a boy, whatever. Again, I'm really not going to get into it all, but let me just say that after their coffee reading, I fucking reached out to somebody I hadn't talked to in almost 5 years, and the ending of it all was so embarrassing for me. My face will never not be red from it. I'm getting wicked hot. I'm sweating just thinking about it, and I will forever, Patrick and Paul are forever on my shit list, because I get that they didn't make me do it. Look what you made me do. They didn't make me do it, but I feel like they made me do it, and it was all a scam, and save your fucking money and go buy lottery tickets instead, okay? That's my advice. Moving on to the Friday episode. Leah Black is back, bitch. Leah Black is back, bitch. And Shanna Mokla, who's from my hometown. And guess what? My hometown fucking hates her because she never did a goddamn thing for us now, did she? again, not that she should, not that anybody owes anybody anything, but guess what? We all want things. We want things. And if you don't give us things, then we don't like you anymore. But truly, like, Shanna, you couldn't even, like, come once and be the Grand Marshal in our, like, little, like, Columbus Day parade or something? What, you, something? Do a reading at the library? I don't know. It's just, like, lame to hear that you have a celebrity from your hometown and you never once hear a peep out of them ever again. Ever again! So, yeah, don't come home, Shanna. You're not welcome here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We love you. And again, your dad was a dentist and we all were scared of him. Okay, so Oscar, we talk about Oscar, the producer, his date. You know what? We don't have enough time to talk about Oscar's date. Like, what I really wanted to talk about was what Jeff Lewis himself pointed out. And it was bizarre that it took Jeff Lewis to be the one to point it out. But Oscar, he met up with his, like, bandmate from the night before, a whole high school reunion, marching band thing. And on live air the day before, he mentioned the exact high school, exact everything. So the next day, he then gives us a recap of his night. And he's like, yeah, I met up with the guy that I had a crush on and we might have made out. And he said that if he didn't have a girlfriend, then he would have a strap-on on right now. And he would be fucking me while we're also fucking somebody else from behind. Because I don't, is that a thing? I don't even know why it'd be fun. But like, to me, it's just like, if I could double strap on, why wouldn't I double the fun? I don't know. I guess I could. I have a lot of exploring to do, okay? I'm still a young spring chicken. Now, actually, it's more like I'm too chicken to do any. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, we're talking about Oscar. My whole point is, like, so this kid that you had a crush on in high school, who you made out with last night and who might have a girlfriend and might not be out of the closet and all of this stuff, you just gave away so many identifying facts about this kid, like that you were hanging out with him last night, that he went to this high school, whatever. And to Jeff's point, Jeff was like, wait, won't somebody from that was there last night, one of your other marching friends, won't they know who we're talking about? Like, what if he actually does have a girlfriend? What if he actually isn't out of the closet? Like, what if we're fucking up somebody's life? And I'm like, wait, Jeff, since when do you give a fuck about fucking up somebody's life on live air? But it's growth, okay? It's growth. I'm happy. I'm commending Jeff for growing, okay? He's a grower, not a shower, okay? I just agree. I feel like I can't even tell you guys half the stories I want to, because I don't want to put people in precarious positions where no one even knows who the fuck I'm talking about in the first place. And now you have I just don't like it. I want Oscar to respect people's privacy and, like, don't just give away all of the facts and identifying features. I don't like that shit. So please, let's all grow a little more. Okay, next we argue about how confusing Leah's marketing strategy is. Because they're running a promo at Leah Black Beauty. You guys, the whole Jeff Lewis Live was a promo, okay? I could skip over entire segments because all they did was talk about it, which is great for me because then I just, like, fast forward, keep the content shoving down my throat faster. But, yeah, I'm also, it's annoying. But then they were talking about, like, oh, Leah's, what is her marketing strategy? None of us understand. It's buy $100, get $100 free, spend $200, get $99 worth of product, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But the way they argued about it so much, it was actually, in fact, genius marketing. It was a genius marketing strategy to pretend that you're confused about the marketing promo, and then you talk about the promo so fucking much that it's now drilled in our heads that you have to spend a minimum of $99, and then you get 50% off. That's all she had to say. Spend a minimum of $99, get 50% off your order. That's it. But she couldn't let go. She was like, but you're not spending $99 because you spend $200 and then you actually spend $99. And it's like, no, you gather $200, you hunt and gather $200 worth of products, but you're actually spending $100. I don't know. I don't, what, it is confusing, and we're here talking about it. So congratulations, Leah Black Beauty. You won again, bitch. You win again. Mention it all. Okay, then Shannon Mokler, she mentions that she went on a cross-country trip, not to her hometown, motherfucker, because she ain't ever coming back here. She ain't ever show her face back in this town again. You ain't ever go to those library steps and read the little kidlings a little book now, would ya? Would ya? You're too big for that, Miss Mokler, aren't ya? Aren't ya out there in little old Hollywood? No, honestly, I don't give a fuck if she hasn't... What would she do in her hometown? What would she do for her? There's nothing she can do. She's great, love her, whatever. But, like, unless you're bringing your ex-husband back to play drums at the Memorial Day parade or whatever I said. I actually was in marching band for middle school. But, so anyway, so he could come and do the parade with us in marching band. But, anyways, I played the trombone, you guys. Ew, 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 ew. I pretended to play it. That's a whole nother story. Okay, Shannon went on a cross-country trip with the love of her life, her actual boyfriend, or husband, I don't know, or whatever it is, her thing, her boo thing. But her cats were there as well. Her cats were there in the RV that they rented, and they loved it. They loved it. They had a litter box in the bathroom, get lit in the bathtub, and they would run all over the dashboard confessional, sure. That's always my biggest fear with driving with my cats, loosey-goosey in the car. Not that I ever would, but I always think because I want to move all the time. So I'm always like, what if I move here, there, Idaho? I'm the hoe that wants to move to Idaho. And I'm like, it's a 3-day drive. What do? Do I knock them out with pills or some shit and then they wake up in a whole new land? Or do I fly them? And they would hate it all. They would hate it all. And then when Shanna said an RV, I was like, wait, that's genius. That's the only way to do it. You have to get an RV. But then, no, because again, they just, the cats, if they're a free willy, free nilly, running wild and free in the back, what if they run up front and then go under, they like to curl under things. What if they go under the driver's seat, they curl under the brake pedal, you suddenly can't press on the brakes without breaking all of Fluffy's rib cages. And now you're just crashing on the 401. I don't know. That's what I thought in my head when she said cats running free on an RV. I was like, no. But anyway, so she's allegedly moving to Dallas, I guess, because they were filming JLL in Dallas today. And Jeff did his infamous trick where he springs on the guests at the last second, like, oh, I know you thought you were only signed up for 1 hour of JLL, but you can actually stay for two, right? You can just stay and do my show after show after show. And then after the after show, we're going to do a post show. And then we're going to have you do then go to Howard Stern, do a whole nother interview. Why the fuck not? You're here. Might as well. Welcome to Sirius XM. We getting fucking serious, bitch. And so, which I hate that he does, by the way. Like, again, I've said this a million times. I don't care if you are the busiest person or the least busy person. My time is my time, bro. If you tell me I'm going to something for 1 hour, I expect to be there no more than 59 minutes. If I'm there for the full, I need to go. If I'm there for an hour and then you spring on me, oh, can you stay for another? No, I can't. No, I can. I have movers coming too. Where am I moving? The fucking Timbuktu. I don't know. Pick a place because anywhere but here. I'm not staying. So anyway, Shannon, her excuse was that movers were coming to bring all her stuff from her LA mansion to her new Dallas mansion. And I was like, wait, that was your move? That was the move that you brought the cats on the RV for? You went from California to Dallas? I'm sorry. I'm not a geography queen. I'm not any kind of scholarly queen. I'm a princess in the pea. Geography wise, you say you go on a cross country road trip, you guys. I went on one, bitch. It was called Rhode Island to Montana, Rhode Island to California. It's not California to the next state over. Isn't Texas right next to Cali? Are they at least kissing? They're kissing cousins? I don't, or two cousins removed? Two states removed? I don't know. To me, it was way too close. You don't say, I drove cross country. Oh, really? Where'd you drive? Oh, from California to Texas. From LA to Dallas. What do you mean? You drove across your backyard to another backyard. What do you mean? It's not cross country, people. Be careful with your words, all right? And be careful about drinking and podcasting, okay? Because then you're going to end up with an episode like today's. Then you're going to get this shit. No, for real, though. Tomorrow I have a garden party. Oh, my God, you guys, I can't wait. My heels have butterflies on them. Oh, my God, they're so cute. Okay, I hope you guys all have the best week ever. I love you so much. I love you. Bye. Margaritas for all. Splash, splash. Splash, splash. Splash, splash, hey, Splash of Sass Podcast, let's go. Woof, insane.